Good morning. It's Tuesday, February 16th. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. South Carolina DHEC yesterday announced 1,109 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 31 additional confirmed deaths. The test-over-test positive rate was at 6.5%. South Carolina is still in Phase 1A of vaccine distribution. To date, the number of South Carolina residents who have received both doses of the COVID-19 vaccine is 164,681. South Carolina legislators are in discussions of the fate of South Carolina DHEC. The agency is not only responsible for vaccine distribution, but also for monitoring environmental quality, food safety, and the issuing of permits. It's a sprawling agency with nearly 4,000 workers. Some lawmakers have accused DHEC staff of shirking responsibility by letting the board decide how to allocate limited vaccines. A board some in the legislature say lacks transparency and that it moved too slowly to find a new director after the last one quit mid-pandemic. A Senate committee will consider this week whether to restore a small annual raise for most teachers delayed because of budget uncertainties due to COVID-19. The House earlier this month unanimously approved a proposal to give teachers step raises, which are increases of several hundred dollars a year teachers get each year for service. The resolution is scheduled for a hearing this afternoon in the Senate Finance Committee. If approved, the raises would be given in a lump sum by June 15th. Plans to build a new hospital in Indian Land could be held up by a lawsuit filed by a competing hospital. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has more.
MUSC Lancaster wants to build a 100-bed hospital on the 87 acres it bought in the fast-growing Charlotte suburb of Indian Land. But the Lancaster News reports that a complaint filed by Texas-based Tenet Healthcare is putting the brakes on MUSC's plans for the moment. Tenet is the owner of Piedmont Medical Center, which late last month announced it was finally ready to build its own 100-bed hospital in neighboring Fort Mill. Tenet's complaint could trigger a review from DHEC that could take months. The complaint is the latest volley in a decades-old fight between Tenet, MUSC, and Charlotte-based Novant for a healthcare foothold in rapidly evolving Lancaster County. A decision about MUSC's proposed Indian Land campus could come later this year. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.
A former educator at Winthrop University has died as a result of COVID-19. Dr. Bruce Alfred Thompson passed away in Rock Hill on February 8th. Thompson was a professor emeritus at Winthrop University, having served on the faculty from 1980 to 2007, teaching composition, music theory, and world music. He was 83 years old. Authorities in South Carolina are still searching for a gunman accused of shooting and wounding three people inside a shopping mall. The North Charleston Police Department says it was called to Northwoods Mall just before 1:30 p.m. Sunday on reports of a shooting in a common area. Lieutenant Matt Hughes says officers evacuated shoppers and determined the suspect was no longer inside. Officials say two women and one man were wounded and hospitalized for treatment. Grocery store chain Lidl has announced they will provide $200 in extra pay to all U.S. employees who receive the COVID-19 vaccine. The CEO of the company says the additional payment will help offset the costs associated with vaccine administration, including travel costs and child care. Similarly, Harris Teeter announced a $100 payment to employees who receive the full dose of the vaccine. Harris Teeter employees who can't receive the vaccine because of medical or religious reasons will also be paid. The city of Casey is planning to designate a day to memorialize those who have died and others affected by COVID-19. The Post and Courier newspaper reports the resolution, which could be a first in South Carolina, is on slate to be considered tomorrow by Casey City Council. If approved, the first Monday in March will be designated as COVID-19 Memorial Day. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org.